I guess it's going to be one of those interviews.
So, Robert, I just need to let you know, we're working with divers and we're trying to guide them onto the transects. And if they get off, we have noise-making apparatus that we use.
Tammy Davis is making one of her now regular visits to Sitka aboard the state research vessel Kestrel. She's coordinator of the Invasive Species Program for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She's taking it all in stride, communicating with divers on the bottom and with a reporter over a sketchy cell phone connection.
I'm sorry, you caught up a little bit there.
How much of your energy are you spending on the DVEX issue in Sitka?
Oh, it's one of my main focus areas. You know, I also am interested in the recreational watercraft movement into the state. They're freshwater invasive, like zebra and quagga mussels.
Zebra and quagga mussels are Asian species that have found their way into a number of freshwater systems in the lower 48. Davis and the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife worked to stop them at the Canadian border by quarantining and cleaning suspect boats. DVEX is a different kind of challenge. It's a microscopic organism called a tunicate that colonizes the ocean floor with millions of its brethren in a dense, smothering mat. Last summer, a team from the Smithsonian Institution developed and tested several methods of killing DVEX using chlorine, salt, or cement powder. Their report to the state won't be ready until this fall. If it's practical, Tammy Davis and the state might try to eradicate DVEX in Sitka. If not, they'll do what's been done for similar invasions in California, Washington, and British Columbia.
If it's deemed, you know, sort of financially not feasible to eradicate the tunicate, then we just really are in a position to request that the public not spread it around.
Davis says that several other invasive tunicates have been identified in Sitka, but they don't present the same extreme hazard as DVEX. She recommends that anyone who's had a boat in the water for a long time clean it off, especially before going to a remote area. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.